Farmers Branch Mayor Bill Glancy wasn't the mayor when the fight over immigration began there, but he's been vocal about the issue since taking office, defending the city on its stance. He wasn't pleased with Monday's Supreme Court decision.
Well, I think that I'm disappointed. I think from the standpoint, I felt like that it was a legitimate action on the part of the city to try to enforce federal laws. We weren't trying to make federal laws. It was just trying to enforce existing laws.
But the court has routinely disagreed, saying that immigration issues should be handled by the feds, not cities. Besides attracting national headlines, the city has also racked up a hefty bill, an estimated $7 million to date. Glancy says the city's been so persistent on the issue because no one else has come up with a good alternative.
So I'm tired of people just talking about the rhetoric of illegal immigration and never having solutions to it. And I have come to the conclusion there are several things that could be done that would go a long way to help solve some of the immigration issues.
Jim Renard has fought the city since the first version of the controversial ordinance passed in 2006. He's a partner with the Bickel and Brewer law firm.
I tell you, it was very satisfying, and it marks the end of what I hope is an effort on the part of the city to continue to attempt and go back to the drawing board to pass these kinds of regulations.
Renard says the court's decision is significant.
I think the signal it sends to other municipalities and even states considering such measures, you know, attempting to regulate immigration are going to fall by the wayside.
Renard says the federal government doesn't try to regulate anyone's right to find housing, and no one else should either. Stella Chavez, KERA News.